The Affordable Care Act, often called Obamacare, is one of the largest government programs begun in recent years. Along with that size has come a lot of confusion. WRVO recently brought together a panel of experts for the first in a series of community forums to discuss how government spending affects health care in upstate New York. As WRVO's Catherine Loper reports, even the experts believe the impact of the Affordable Care Act is a bit of a mystery, but it will change the healthcare industry in New York State, and it will be different than in other parts of the country.
There are a lot of unknowns.
Arthur Versillo is the president of the Central New York region of insurance company Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, and he's a doctor.
The whole idea is to make sure that every American has health insurance. And in this great country, in my opinion, everybody should have adequate coverage.
Some of the Affordable Care Act has already gone into effect, and some of it has been delayed. But the part that makes sure everyone has health insurance, the individual mandate, starts in January 2014. Anyone who doesn't have or get health insurance by then will be fined. The good news is that New York State has relatively few uninsured people compared to other parts of the country.
Our uninsured rate in this area is one of the lowest in the country. Our uninsured rate is around 7 to 8%, which is still too high. We'd like it zero. But there are places like Texas that are closer to 25%.
And if you don't have insurance, Obamacare allows for something called exchanges, where you can go and buy insurance if you don't have it through your employer or another government program. And according to the forum's experts, another bit of good news about New York is that the state is setting up an exchange, unlike some states that opted out.
It's one of the few states that has really moved very quickly to go forward and open the exchange.
Gary Fitzgerald is with the Iroquois Healthcare Alliance, which represents upstate hospitals. Fitzgerald says that consumers can start signing up for the exchanges in October.
There's going to be literally hundreds, if not thousands of people in New York State that will be healthcare exchange navigators, paid for by the federal government for a while, who you will be able to contact in your community to help you understand how to shop for health insurance on the exchange.
But Fitzgerald says no one really knows how many people will sign up for health insurance through the exchange.
But there are many questions about who will take advantage. Will people still refuse to go get health insurance? And we're not quite sure yet whether Obamacare is going to deliver that increased uninsured population that they promised us 3 years ago. Hopefully it will.
And the key to making the Affordable Care Act work is making sure everyone has insurance. In simple terms, the more healthy citizens who are in the pool of insured people, the more money available to pay for medical care for those who need it. And Dr. Versillo says it's unknown if that theory will actually work.
Now, hopefully, it will reduce some of the health care costs. There is some speculation that it could actually increase them.
The Affordable Care Act also expands eligibility for Medicaid, and that's another area where New York is different from many states. Syracuse University professor Tom Dennison is an expert on public health policy.
Our Medicaid limit already is beyond what the law calls for. Our regulation of the insurance industry is already beyond or approaching what the law requires. It's some of the states that have very poor or low limits on Medicaid eligibility, the states that have very poor regulation and really shoddy insurance products being marketed, they're going to have much more impact than we are.
But Dennison warns that just getting everyone insured is not going to fix America's healthcare system.
The Affordable Care Act has, or had when it was passed, significant money for prevention. That's being decimated congressional session after congressional session to pay for other things. That's a travesty because we cannot fix our healthcare costs by providing more healthcare or more insurance. We have to do prevention.
Dennison also says another reason healthcare costs are so high in the U.S. is because of paperwork.
The fundamental problem of our administrative cost isn't addressed at all. And that's when I say that I see Congress kicking the can down the road.
But it's the individual mandate that the Affordable Care Act has laid out as the next stop on the road. And Fitzgerald of the Iroquois Healthcare Alliance, like other experts, hope it doesn't turn into a roadblock.
No one's yet sure as to whether or not it will work the way it's supposed to be working. So, and we don't have much time. It's coming quickly.
For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.
And you can hear more from these experts on how government funding affects health care in upstate New York on WRVO Sunday evening at 7 when we broadcast the first in our series of community health forums. Support for this forum comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.